The Olympics have always been a place where different cultures and communities come together, and it's a place of peace and unity. And to witness those women athletes at the Olympic Games performing in their different disciplines and sport is really powerful. And it shows to the world that we're all created equal and we can all achieve something if we put our minds to it. And it shows to their cultures and people in their country that women can actually do it and women can perform in sports and at a high level. And that it shouldn't be a taboo, but you can achieve whatever you want.
As far as successful moments, as far as moments where women really come through as very empowered figures, do you have any moments that really stuck out to you from this Olympics?
For me personally, it was definitely the diversity of the U.S. gymnastics team. Simone Biles, Gabby Douglas, Laurie Hernandez, all minority women that bring so much diversity and power into the games. That really stood out for me. Of course, Ibtihad Mohammed, the first American Olympian to compete in a hijab. And she said, you know, she's proud to be an inspiration as a Muslim, as an African American, and as a woman. But yet, It shouldn't be a big deal, you know. So one day, hopefully, there will be a day when all those things don't matter anymore. Then again, Simone Manuel as the first African-American woman to win a gold medal in an Olympic swimming event. So she as well said, you know, she carries the African-American community burden on her shoulders, and it shouldn't be like that. So hopefully one day it shouldn't matter who you are, you just focus on your achievements and on your commitment.
There was also a woman from India who won fourth place in gymnastics. Female athletes in general from India are not very common. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, she was the first Indian women gymnast at the Olympics ever. And to make it to the final and then come in fourth, that was really special and powerful. And she performed the vault of death. I was there sitting in front of it and was very nervous for her, as well as for Oksana Chusovitina from Uzbekistan, who also performed the vault of death. And she's also a legend. She's 41 years old. It was her seventh Olympics. She showed her determination by performing that vault of death. So both of them really showed their strength and power and determination and fearlessness by performing that vault. Those two really stood out as empowered women.
And then there have also been athletes that are starting discussions and starting conversations. There was a swimmer from China who openly spoke to the media about having her period during her swim. Do you believe that these kinds of new conversations, is that a positive thing for women?
Yes, absolutely. It's important to break those taboos. And in China, I believe only 2% use tampons, for example. So it's something very unusual to get into the pool when you have your period, you know, even at the Olympics. So for her to stand up and to say that was very powerful and I think has reached many Chinese girls in their home countries.